Good morning, I'm Jamie Cottle. We've got a great contest that's going to be happening with Perth East and West Perth Fire Department. Joining us in the studio, flying solo, is Jess Duritsma. Jess, it's wonderful to see you.
Thank you. You as well.
Jess, we've got a fun contest that's happening soon. Yeah.
We do. 12 days of holiday fire and CO safety. We do this contest every year. We really look forward to it. The holidays are a busy time, just in general for everybody. I know, especially with kids and sports and hockey still going on, and then you're trying to prepare for the holidays. There's just so many things that can be kind of forgotten. So it's just a good reminder to have some of these tips in your back pocket.
Absolutely. So it kicks off Tuesday, December 12th, right here on our radio station, and it's 12 days of holiday fire and CO safety, and it's an amazing contest. We'll talk about what's inside the prize pack, but let's talk about fire safety. You touched on it right off the top. This is a busy time of year where you're in a rush and you're kind of neglecting things or forgetting things kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. And there's some other kind of hazards we can have that are a little bit extra that come around during the holidays, especially with decorations and candles and that type of thing. Holiday lights are a big one. We all have seen Clark Griswold's Christmas before, right?
No, we don't
want to, right? It's so sad. It's so great, but it's so not great at the same time, right? So we want to make sure when we're putting the lights and stuff that we're using lights that aren't frayed or anything like that, making sure we're not overloading circuits with different things as well. And candles are a big thing that too can cause fires if they're too close to decorations that can catch fire, or, you know, we generally speaking have lots of extra kids and that type of thing in our house over the holidays, things can get bumped over. So just a few key tips there for those really important, just keeping in mind those extra things during the holidays.
And I like how we've talked about in the past with regards to lights or even candles, maybe you have a timer or a set time that you're going to be switching them off.
Yeah, exactly. Lots of lights now come with timers. Same with, we really prefer if you use the battery operated candles now. They're so great. They look very realistic. Mm-hmm. And that way you don't have to remember to blow it out. Really, at the end of the day, sometimes that gets forgotten as well. We go to bed at night and we just kind of turn everything off and the candles are still going. So.
Okay, so that's one aspect, certainly a big one with the lights. Mm-hmm. Yes, still thinking of the Griswolds.
Sure,
the Griswolds are a Christmas story where they're overloading the circuits.
Too much.
Anything else you want to focus on? There's cooking. There's lots to talk about.
Yeah, exactly. Again, busy time of year. Cooking really is. It's one of the leading causes of home fires, and especially during the holidays, just because we have extra people in the house. We have a lot more things on our mind. So just making sure that if you are the one doing the cooking, that you're staying in the kitchen, standing by your pan, as we like to say, and just keeping an eye on it, as well as making sure that that person is, not intoxicated, they're a sober person operating the appliances in the house, and that it's being kept an eye on.
No, that's a good point to touch on right there. And part of this is fire and CO safety. And I think last time we chatted, because we never know what kind of weather we're going to be getting through the holidays, and the snow can pile up quite quickly, and that affects the outdoor vents.
Yes, exactly. Last Christmas was a great example of that. We had that winter storm, and unfortunately, that's the time when the snow does start to pile up against our vents, our dryer vents, and our vents for our furnace. We really need to keep an eye on that. If you have a plugged vent, you can have carbon monoxide build up in your home, or it can cause your furnace to work improperly, which will cause a buildup of CO in your home, which, as we said before, it's the silent killer. We can't see it, smell it, taste it. So you really need those CO alarms to be in place as well. Smoke alarms, CO alarms, obviously, we always talk a lot about that, but it really is our first line of defense against having a fire or a CO emergency. It gives us the early detection we need to be able to get out of our house or call the right emergency service that can help us out.
All right. And speaking of which, inside these prize packs, there are just fabulous things, including a battery-operated smoke alarm with test and hush buttons, a carbon monoxide alarm with a 10-year sealed lithium battery, and smoke and carbon monoxide alarm safety brochures as well. So it's a nice little prize pack for this contest.
You know, yeah, for sure. Those alarms can be pricey. And you know what? If you already have those in your home and you happen to win this as a gift, re-gift it. It's honestly the gift that keeps on giving. They have 10-year sealed batteries in them, meaning you don't have to worry about changing the batteries in them. One less thing to worry about. As a mom, I'm on board for this.
Yeah,
And so you can just give it to somebody else, or if you do need it in your own home, install it. And the hush buttons are also great, especially if you're somebody who cooks in the kitchen and has some burnt toast here or there, or you burnt the turkey once or twice. You can definitely utilize that hush button feature. So it kind of takes the annoyance out of it. It really prevents people from taking the batteries out of it as well, which we don't, we see a lot in homes. You know, they just, keeps going off, every time I put the toast down or whatever. It's just kind of a nuisance to them, so they take out the batteries. We really, really want to defer people from doing that because then it's not going to be functional the next time you need it if you really do need it. So
that's a really good point right there. So again, we're chatting about the 12 Days of Holiday Fire and CO Safety, the contest, the giveaway with the amazing people at Perth East and West Perth Fire Department. And Jess, any other thing you want to touch on in terms of fire or CO safety? We've touched on a lot of great points already. Mm-hmm.
There's maybe just a couple more. Tree watering is a big one.
Yes,
I know people love real trees. I do too. The smell is amazing in our home. It really just adds to the festivities, but they do need to be watered. The leaves or the needles falling off your tree are an indicator that it really needs some water and some love. So making sure that you're watering that tree at least once a day, checking it regularly. And the last point I want to make is just talking about gifts. Lithium ion batteries are becoming a bit of an issue here and there. They can cause fires in our homes, especially when it comes to those e-scooters and little e-bikes and stuff like that. They're great gifts. We just want to make sure that if you're purchasing any of those for friends or family or anything like that, or your children, that you're buying products that have been UL approved by the Canadian manufacturers, and that you're using the proper charging cords for them. So if you buy something, please always use the charging cord that comes with it and make sure that you unplug it after it's done charging.
Boy, that's another great point that didn't even think about, especially with batteries and the changing world of batteries and electric batteries, all that kind of thing.
Yes, we're definitely seeing an increase in some of the bigger city centers. We're kind of monitoring that as a fire service, especially when it comes to EV vehicles too. There's definitely some issues there. But the new toys coming out on the market have a lot of the lithium ion batteries. And if they do get damaged, or like I said, they're overcharged or charged with a cord they're not meant to be, there's definitely a large fire risk there. And if that item happens to be in your house or garage, that can be quite a bad day.
Okay, but we're going to make it a fun holiday and a great contest with the 12 Days of Holiday Fire and CO Safety Giveaway with Perth East and West Perth Fire Department. And again, Jess, if they're hearing this, for any questions or if they want to reach out for school get-togethers, because I know those have been very popular, what's the best way to reach out?
Yes, please. Yeah, just reach out to the Perth East Fire Department. You can go online and find us there. You can reach out to me specifically. We can book a time to come out if you have a small group, community group even too. I mean, I love going to the schools and seeing the kids, but I love to talk to people of all ages. So really just reach out if you're interested in fire safety at all.
All right. And great social media too. Again, we'll share all the details on our website with mystraffordnow.com. But in the meantime, we're going to get ready for a fun contest starting Tuesday, December 12th, right here. 12 Days of Holiday Fire and CO Safety Giveaway Contest. Jess Derithma with all of the details. Jess, always a pleasure. And if we don't chat again, I'll take this time to wish you a happy holidays and all the best.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Happy holidays to you as well.